Factory, and it's a real privilege to welcome Kevin Paul in studio. Kevin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for giving me the chance to come here today.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, let's just run through. You're a Bachelor of Law student. What were you thinking? What year are you in now, Kevin?
I'm currently in my second year now at NMMU and enjoying my course so far, so no complaints there yet.
Yeah, fantastic. And then, of course, you're the gold medalist and Olympic world record holder from the 2008 Summer Paralympics for the 100-meter breaststroke in the SB9 category. Is that right?
Yes, it was. That was back in the day when I was in grade 11, so yeah, 2008.
Were you at Grey at high school then?
Yeah, Grey High School, boys'
one,
school.
1:08. That's quick, eh?
Yeah, well, back then it was quick. I'm going a little bit quicker now, and hopefully next year with the 2012 Paralympics, going even quicker then, but we can only train and see what happens.
Yeah, let's talk about those Paralympics. Actually, let me also say, you're also the Nelson Mandela Bay Sportsman of the Year, and at the Glittering Dinner we had Cindy Stewart in here last week, who was the Sportsman of the Year, so congratulations on that as well. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, let's just talk about the Olympics. Well, let's go back to 2008. I mean, talk us through that whole experience. I think it was the Paralympics was just after the Summer Olympics.
Yeah, it happens about a week after the normal Olympic, or not normal, able-bodied Olympics, and then we come in with the Paralympics. And coming in 2008, I was only 17 years old. I'd just turned 17. And yeah, no one knew who I was. I didn't even know who I was. And yeah, I was going in there not expecting anything, diving into the pool for the heats as well. I was just hoping to make a final. And after touching at the end of the heats, looking up and seeing that it was a world record, it was just, words cannot describe the feelings that were going through my mind, through my heart, everything. All the hours that were put into the water were paying off, and it was just God's plan. And yeah, since then I've just been training, and everything's just been not falling into my lap, but things are starting to sort of, the more hard I train, the things get easier and easier as it comes along.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, your coach and your supporters and your family must have thought, what's just happened?
Yeah, well, when I spoke to my coach and my dad and my mom afterwards, my coach sort of, he knew I was going to go that time. It was just, I was the only person who didn't know that I was going to be achieving that well. So, yeah, I've got a lot of faith in my coach. I've got a lot of support from my friends and my family. And, yeah, the whole team that we work together with, it makes me who I am, and I've learned a lot through them. They've taught me a lot about myself.
Fantastic.
About how to look at life, and I'm just happy with that.
Yeah, just tell us the SB9 category. What is that actually?
Well, with a disability, you get categorized into different categories, where S1 will be the most severely disabled, and then the SB9 and the breaststroke is the least disabled people at the Paralympics, which would be me with the physical disabilities. So, yeah, according to how bad your disability is, you get put into a class and you swim against people like that.
And, I mean, it is the level of excellence is very high. The standard, the speed, everything is just world class. I mean, we're not talking about like some second-hand B division. We're talking the top of the range stuff, yeah?
Yeah, well, in my category at the moment, our times, or the winning times of Paralympics and stuff, they're not as fast as with the Olympics, but competitive against other able-bodied people.
Fantastic.
All over the world. So we are there, we're knocking on their door, and yeah, we've got less body parts and stuff, but we're still doing the times that everyone else is doing. So yeah.
And the whole Beijing Olympics and the Olympic Park, I mean, it was absolutely sublime, fantastic.
Yeah, for me as a grade 11 boy, as a PE boy, going to a place like that for the first time and seeing the standard of everything and how the people are just there to help you the whole time, it was just, that enough was enough for me. Just being there and experiencing that whole vibe.
Yes, incredible. And now, of course, you look ahead to 2012. I mean, you've grown up a little bit now studying law. I mean, you must be having quite a high expectation going to 2012 Paralympics.
Yeah, it's very different for next year. Like I said, 2008, no one expected anything from me. Whereas next year, there's the pressure of Kevin Paul's going, he's got to get another medal. And it's easier said than done. It's going to take a lot of hours in the pool, a lot of set, just, you're going to have to put a lot into it the whole time. And yeah, we're just going to see what happens. God's got my plan set out for me. I just got to train. It's going to be different going there next year with the target on my head. So we're just going to see what happens.
And just some of the big guys that you're going up against, some of those looking to take your title away from you?
Yeah, well, in 2008, I broke the world record in the 100-meter breaststroke. And since then, I broke it a few times after that again, but now recently in the last year, there's a guy from Russia who's broken that world record again. And at
so
the moment,
the
top four of us are within 80 splits of each other, so it's not an easy swim. It's going to be tough.
Let's talk about the Olympics next year in terms of the Paralympic team. Have we got a strong team we're sending up there?
Yeah, well, after 2008, we all know what happened with the Olympics and then the Paralympics, the public not being very happy with the performance at the Olympics with only the one silver medal with the long jump. SASCOC, who's the Olympic Committee of South African Sport, they sat down and they said, we're going to put together a program that concentrates on the elite athletes of our country. And with that, we've been getting support, financial support, and just support with our training, accommodation, travels every year. So they've been working hard.
Yeah.
To support us, and we just need to deliver next year. And the Paralympic team is looking very strong, the able-bodied Olympic team is also looking very strong.
Yeah, because I see that they've put quite a hard target of amount of medals that they'd like to see come through. So there's a lot of expectation on you guys.
A lot of expectation on us, but then again, they've been supporting us. They've been giving us all the facilities and everything we need. So now we just need to show them that it has worked, and we need to perform.
And swimming in South Africa is really strong at the moment. I've seen Chad Laclosse, you know, getting gold medals in these world championships. So we've got a good development plan. I know there's been some talk at a higher level, like there's not enough money in it, but besides that, swimming South Africa is in a strong place.
Yeah, well, look at Chad Leclerc at the moment. We've got Cameron van der Berg as well.
Yep.
And yeah, Chad at the moment, he's in Singapore at the moment. Heard from him yesterday. He's through to a couple more finals there.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, the youngsters are pulling through. Like you said, swimming, there's not much money in the sport. But then again, if you're going to do it at a high level, you're doing it for the love of the sport, not for the money.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, we're going to be watching and really hoping and looking forward to it. Maybe just lastly, Kevin, as we go, your faith and the sport, is it everything to you? Is it part of your life? How do you kind of fit it all in with all these expectations on you, your studies, and then just walking with God?
Yeah, well, it's a lifestyle. It's who you are, your morals, your values, and things like that. And I see my swimming has taken me to a place where I've got the opportunity to affect other people's lives as well, and not just my life only and the people and my family. So I just try to use my faith and everything that's going well in my life just to show other people that it doesn't matter if you don't have certain things that you really want. Rather, just make use of what God's given you. Like with me, I've got a disability, but I haven't seen it as a disability. Yeah. It's just another ability given to me by God.
Yeah.
So I just got to use that every day.
Yeah, it's inspiring. Kevin, we wish you all the best. We hope to have you back here and continue to follow your story. We wish you all the best in supporting you in your dreams and stuff. Yeah, and good luck for exams, eh?
Just around the corner. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Cheers.